speaking of photographs, we have a bunch of Chuck, the Pudge's pal, who was in here this morning looking for a home, and we'll get him up on the show Instagram. Are they going up or soon to be up, Courtney?
Soon to be up.
Okay. Greg Hill Show, WEEI, is how you can give us a follow.
The
Greg Hill Show, WEEI, is how you can give us a follow.
Greg?
Yes.
Earlier you mentioned you were between a couple leads.
Yes.
I feel it is imperative that you have like a second helping lead here and give us your food lead.
The food lead?
Yes. I was very excited for a food lead. You went a different direction. I want to hear what this is.
Very simple. The as we follow the evolution of the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Which we are very interested in. A new revelation from Jimmy John's. I don't know how you feel about Jimmy John's when it comes to the sub game.
I'm Jersey Mike's.
I am Jersey Mike's till death. Yeah. Jersey Mike's is, Curtis, such a great point.
Yeah, I'm with you on Jersey Mike's.
By and far the best offering in the category.
Exquisite.
Right.
Service excellent, clean, top-notch, fresh, awesome.
Jimmy John's has introduced the Pickle Witch.
Ooh, I love it.
So that is the sandwich in a pickle.
So
stupid.
What? I think this started as a place near, like up near me. Like there's a market, an Italian market up near me that has been serving this called the Green Monster for quite a while.
Listen, there are some things in life that were just meant to be. And with a sandwich... A sandwich was meant to be between two pieces of bread. Whether you want that to be...
Greg, it's the bread.
An English
well,
muffin.
Well, let me ask you real
An
quick.
English muffin? Before, a bagel?
English muffin.
Craig. Yes.
I shared on my Instagram a tuna burger that I had yesterday at Lola.
Yum. I saw that.
That was between English muffins. Is that still
That works because guess what an English muffin is? Two pieces of bread.
Okay.
Shouldn't be between two pieces of chicken.
May I ask
two pickles.
Quickly, before we get to Nick Costos, what makes a sandwich when it comes to the, like, if you're going to look at and say that is the best sandwich, that is an orgasmic, I'm experiencing orgasmic feelings when I'm eating that sandwich. What is the most important part of it?
The meat.
The bread.
The meat? Dressing.
That's what she said.
No, it's the bread.
It's the meat.
It's the bread.
Of all day long.
It's the meat.
No. So to reach.
I think Courtney's right. I think it's the dressing or condiment.
Yeah. What if it's a dry sandwich, it's disgusting. It needs to be properly dressed.
Correct.
Wiggy is right, as always, on food.
Appreciate it.
The bread.
Yeah.
If the bread's not fresh, if the bread's not great,
right.
No matter what's in there, it's a waste. Just take it out.
But the same thing with the meat. If the meat is bad, if it's overcooked, if it's tough, if it's gross. Like the sandwich is ruined.
Yeah, but you might be able to get away with meat that maybe you're like, it's
you can tolerate it
better. Yeah, it's not the greatest thing.
Disagree.
But
see?
when you don't have, and Curtis is right, when the bread is not fresh, when the bread is stale,
awful.
It's just like it ruins the whole sandwich.
Because
like,
a turkey club can be good with just plain old white bread.
No.
Like that's how you know a sandwich.
Courtney's right. Dry sandwich is not. It's not.
The
it's
proper.
Just not a, it's,
but
it
see,
has,
you don't need dressing.
It has to be dressed.
Steak
also,
and cheese sandwich. You don't need. You
Curtis,
needs to be dressed.
Curtis, also the name of a content creator on OnlyFans I used to follow. Dry sandwich. But what? What is it?
On a steak and cheese, you don't need dressing. You don't need it to be dressed at all.
Yeah,
it's
you don't need
meat,
a sauce.
The cheese and the bread.
Right.
If you have
it.
Bad bread or if you have not amazing meat, the dressing hides it.
Yeah, but you don't need, not every sandwich comes with dressing.
I think every sandwich needs dressing.
You just thought steak and cheese. What dressing you put on a steak and cheese?
Ketchup.
But not everybody.
That's an affront to a steak and cheese.
Yeah, but that's not
really
a dressing.
Not
really, yeah, that's
ketchup on a steak and cheese?
Have you had the steak and cheese spring rolls at Davio's? Dip them in ketchup.
But that's a condiment that you choose.
I go Gerard Mayo on
steak
and cheese.
But
I will say the chicken steak at Jersey Mike's.
Mm-hmm.
Is unbelievable.
But no dressing.
I put mayo, lettuce.
But what I'm saying, that's a condiment that you choose. If you didn't have dressing, could a steak and cheese still taste good?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Right.
Why do you think Mike invented Mike's way? Because if you're going to get something Mike's way, it's going to have the oil and the vinegar and the all that stuff on it.
Here's a simple way to put this conversation to rest.
Let's
do it. I don't want to put it to rest.
Well, no, I'm saying if you have...
Keep eating like this, you will be.
If you have a... We just talked about if you had a steak and cheese with no dressing, mm-hmm. it could still be good. If you had a steak and cheese where maybe the meat wasn't the greatest and it was still between two really great pieces of bread, it
fresh.
Could still be good.
Yep.
If you have a steak and cheese and the bread is horrible,
inedible.
The sandwich is nasty. If it's just nasty.
I would also argue that often overlooked is whether or not the sandwich you are enjoying the sandwich cold or heated or toasted.
Right.
That is an added. Most should be toasted.
Agreed.
True. Do you agree on that?
Yes. 100%.
Santo doesn't like him toasted. I said,
really?
You're a cereal
killer. Rid of him.
Yeah, no.
It's very sandwich dependent.
So what do you mean toasted? Like, because if you
what
have.
What do you mean toasted?
No, because if I go.
I mean
to
toasted like you are at 6 a.m. when you're
well,
here.
Nothing wrong with that. But if I go, let's say I go to Meridian Market,
yes,
and I want to get a chicken palm on a nice scally bread.
Okay,
I don't
want
them
to
toast it,
but that's a warm. The chicken, it's warm already.
Right,
like the sandwich is warm, but you want the bread toasted. Like if you go and get a roast beef sub, you want that toasted a little bit, lightly toasted, not intensely toasted,
mm-hmm.
so as to damage the roof of your mouth,
right.
which can be a real problem if it's
right.
too toasted.
Right. The only thing I don't mind toasted or let's call it grilled is when I do my hot dog and it's in the bun and you grill the bun. But if I get a steak and cheese, do I need to toast my?
Yeah, you should. You should toast
not
it.
Not if it's warm.
Because it also
better.
Means the bread stays less flaccid.
Yeah,
during,
but you
during
also
during the process,
you potentially right. you could potentially right. ruin this sandwich by toasting it. Like when we go to Al,
less flaccid is Greg's OnlyFans thing.
All right,
Al's steak and cheese never toasted.
Speaking of flaccid, let's get to Nick Costos, and he is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. Hello, Nick.
I heard so many bad sandwich takes while I was just waiting on hold that I feel
oh,
like
really?
I may not. I
jump
may not
in, please.
Really? Okay, so first off, I thought Courtney was cultured, and then I heard she puts ketchup on her steak and cheese, which is like actually made me throw up in my mouth.
I don't really, I don't put it on, but I like a nice little dip.
No,
that, yeah,
I
that's
agree with
a ketchup dip with your steak and cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell are you talking about?
There are people who put ketchup on a steak, which is an actual affront.
Know, I would never say this. I would never say that those people should be executed. I would never go that far. But just, you know, right. then we had, how about this line from Greg Hill? The chicken steak at Jersey Mike's is awesome. Dude, you need to get out more. Like, I come to Boston, I'm going to take you to a nice restaurant. I don't even know what they are. I'll take you to one. And also the Mike's way, if I wanted to drink a glass of vinegar, I would just do that and save myself the money.
So where do you
stand? The chicken steak at Jersey Mike's
We're
is
talking
good.
About
God,
the
Greg. Greg, go out to a nice restaurant, buddy.
We're
talking about the category, like that category. What are you, a Subway guy? Like you like
no.
You like the flavor of tuna fish, not actual tuna fish?
No, I don't want to go to any of these places.
Okay. Quiznos?
I mean,
So what is it for Nick? Is it the bread for you or is it the...
I think you nailed it, man. I think the bread's the single most important thing.
Really?
That's it. And he's a New Yorker. There's a lot of great...
You guys are just both Italian.
No, there's a lot of great sub shops in New York. I'm with Nick. Listen, there's too many good sub shops around here for me to land at Jersey Mike's or, you know, Jimmy John's or Subway.
Courtney, you dip your sandwich in ketchup.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not trying
only
to be rude,
that,
but
only
yeah, I think
one.
You're kind of... You might be disqualified from the conversation.
Only that one. Other ones I like to dip in, like, a balsamic vinegar or
bougie.
A ranch.
Oh, excuse me.
In ranch? I mean, God, we're bringing the culture level has dipped tremendously here.
Well,
dip your sandwich in ranch?
Don't knock it till you try it.
I won't. I will not try it. And I will knock it.
What, with regard to this Pats Jets game, are you staying away or?
No, I'm going to bet the over.
Okay.
I like both offenses here. Drake May's good, right? Yeah. Like, you know, yes. The rest of the team might be a disaster, but he's really good. Jets defense is really bad. They're going to be able to run the ball in this game. And I like Drake May a lot. And on the flip side, Patriots defense, obviously bad. Some would say soft. Some would say flaccid. I think that's a synonym for soft. Gerard Mayo would certainly say that. And I do think you get bounce back from Rodgers, Devontae Adams and company. I like the Garrett Wilson over receiving yards. The total's 41. I feel like it's going to go up a couple points. Maybe not a couple points, but it'll go up in between now and kickoff. I'll bet over 41 and feel really good about it on Sunday.
Okay.
Kostas, one of my favorite plays of the week is the Ravens at the Browns here. I know no Deshaun Watson, so it's not betting against the most inept quarterback in possibly NFL history, but it is still the Browns. I don't think they're very good. Their defense is overrated. How do you feel about the Ravens this week?
Great. Text me and we'll have a bet on the side. I bet the Browns in the game.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I think the Browns are going to win. Now, I will add this caveat that I think it goes one of two ways. And I think some people think this is a cop-out. I think it's a smart take. Like, Jameis Winston is either going to throw, like, three pick sixes or he's going to throw for, like, 350 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah,
I don't
no
know
in between.
If there's no in-between. So I think my advice to you, Shyam, would be if you like the Ravens, I think you should lay alternates. Like Ravens minus 16.5, them to win big in the game. And if you like the Browns, I just think they're going to win. I also think the right point spread in the game is 7. The Browns have literally gone from the worst quarterback in the league to whatever Jameis Winston's going to be has to be better. I bet the Browns with the points. I bet the Browns to win the game outright.
Nick, here's one for the bounce back team that we both had high expectations on coming into this season. Cowboys at 49ers. I think 49ers are what, getting minus 4.5 on this
one?
Yeah,
Niners minus 4. I'm going to give you a lame answer here. Mm-hmm. There's way too much that we still have to figure out as to who's playing in the game. We don't know if Debo's playing. He was in the hospital with pneumonia like 3 days ago. Kyle Shanahan said yesterday Debo might play. George Kittle has a sprained foot. We don't think Micah Parsons is going to play. Like, I'm looking to bet the Niners in the game, but I need way more information. We'll know more when the injury report comes out this afternoon. I understand that's a lame answer, but it's the best betting answer I can give you.
One of my favorite games heading into the week was that Bears-Commanders game, but with so many questions surrounding Jaden Daniels, are you staying away? Or are you just going to lay the three with the Bears?
No, this game's great. Yeah, no, it's awesome. Yeah. And we bet the Bears no matter what.
Cool.
If Marcus Mariota played, Marcus Mariota played last week, right, against Carolina. The Panthers should be in, like, the ACC. Like, they should be playing Clemson this week. Like, not the Denver Broncos on the road. Mariota came in and he played well. Also, the Bears know he's probably going to play now. He's brutal. So if it's Bears versus Mariota, I'll lay 3 with Chicago. Love that. And if Jaden Daniels plays, and he's going to try and practice today. He's got a rib injury. He'll eat, this is a sandwich. He'll dip his sandwich in Toradol on Sunday morning to play in the game.
All right.
And we'll see how that goes. He's going to be compromised. Won't be able to move as well. And I'll bet Chicago when the market moves off of the Daniels news. So it's Bears no matter what, no matter who plays quarterback against Washington.
And Nick, one for me, rare place. I don't like them. I root against them every year. But Notre Dame, I like minus 13.5 against Navy. What do you think?
I'm really happy about this because you have proven to be the greatest college football bettor on the planet.
Thank you.
Wow. And listen, Curtis is 2-0 this year with Oregon in the over.
Nailed it.
I'm with you on this one, buddy. So I'll be the mush here. It'll be my fault if Notre Dame doesn't cover. Everyone's talking about the Navy run game versus the Notre Dame defense. I have no idea how Navy's defense is going to stop the Notre Dame run game. I will lay Notre Dame.
Nick, last one for me. I've got into the world of parlay picking games.
Good luck.
I know. Thank you very much.
He does like a 12-legger.
Yes.
Like
I mean, who doesn't?
Right. Last week.
to win $100,000.
Right. I almost won $30,000 last night with the same game parlay on the Rams.
Fight. Nick, so, what did you have last night?
So I felt like, you know, I had kind of heard, this is not like, wow, like, look how cool I am. I think a lot of people were hearing the same thing, that Puka Nacua was going to play last night before the news became public. So we did Stafford 300 or more passing yards with a bunch of Rams non-Cup Nacua, Rams wide receivers unders, with Stafford 2 and then 3 or more passing touchdowns. He threw for 4 touchdowns. The only thing that didn't happen was he threw for 279 instead of 300. Oh. So I was tilting my face off at the end of the game last night.
Well, Nick, all you need to know is Wiggy tells us you just need one.
That's it. You only need one.
I mean, fair, he's not right. If you win $100,000, then you can bet for another couple seasons.
So my wife nickname for me. She calls me the Parlay Playboy. I call her the Parlay Queen because we're into this. I missed my 13-legger.
Is that true? Are you lying?
I know, I'm dead.
No, you're lying.
I'm dead ass. I got it on my BetMGM app. I missed a 13-legger last week because of both the Bucks and the Falcons. They both play each other this week. Which direction should I lean?
I think the point spread will go up to 3. It's 2.5 right now. And if and when that happens, I would take the points with Tampa playing at home against Atlanta. And I like a couple of there. So Evans and Godwin are going to be out. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think the number will go up. So if it goes to 3, I would be interested in Bucks plus 3. Otherwise, like, no bet on the game for me at current prices.
But who would win? Because I only bet money line when I do my parlay.
Well, I mean, like, Atlanta's like definitely more likely to win. Okay. But I mean, I think 3 is a valuable bet at number. So I wouldn't bet that game. Mm-hmm. Also, like, I want to know what your parlay is, and I want to put some action down on it as well.
I do money lines, and I just pick the teams that I think are gonna win. And like last week, I lost. The Bucks loss I had and Atlanta loss, and I had a 13-legger, and those were the two teams that killed me for like $60,000.
The 13-legger.
Yes.
Yeah.
For $60,000?
Yeah.
I almost won 30 last night. It would have been amazing.
You only need one.
Yeah. That's it. You only have to put that. I put like $25, maybe $50 bucks, and that's it.
Yeah, I want to next. I want to build a same game parlay for you guys for next week in the NFL to win a ton of money.
I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, like a lot of us, the parlay playboy isn't what he used to be. So, but
there's no way that your wife calls you the parlay playboy.
She does.
She certainly does not.
Sometimes when she's especially worked up, she calls him the parlay playa.
So I'm showing Courtney. Courtney, go through my parlay right there, though.
Okay, yeah, no, I believe that you bet parlays. I just don't believe your wife calls
right.
you.
Yeah, so there's no chance. This was the 13 pick. The Falcons money line.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lost that.
And they lost a terrible bet. Okay.
And then I lost the Tampa game.
Okay, but do you want me to read these? Bengals money line, Packers money line, Colts money line, Eagles money line, Lions money line, Bills money line, Rams money line, Commanders money line, Chiefs money line, Steelers money line. Didn't get the Bucks money line, Cardinals money line.
How much would you have won?
I would have won
$12.
No.
But you can't win that much with all the. That's not just money. Like, there's a lot of favorites there. You're not going to win a lot of money on that.
$50 to win $62, Curtis. It was amazing.
$93,972.
It was plus $93,000. I put $50 on it. It was like $60,000, that number is.
Would you have come to work Monday?
Of course.
Okay. I just like that you have this relation. Like, if the Yankees lose tonight, I'm going to get into a huge fight with my wife, guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know what the line. What's the line tonight? I think Cole's going to get absolutely stomped today.
He might. Well, I think Flaherty gets stomped also. I like the first 5 over 4.5 with the Yankees and Dodgers. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's honestly, I need marriage advice from you, because when I lose a big bet or my sports teams lose, like, guaranteed, I will get into an argument with my wife. Well, 100%.
Check out our new YouTube series coming, Couples and Cocktails. You'll be able to find me there on Twitch.
That.
Yes,
like
we giving out all types of marriage advice.
Really?
Marriage, sex advice, family advice.
I'd be more into like cannabis than cocktails if I could have my choice.
Well, we do cannabis too, but cocktails a little better.
When is that launching?
We're probably going to be launching within the next couple of weeks or so. We're setting it up, getting everything squared away.
Okay.
Yeah, so
your own YouTube channel.
Yeah, and Twitch.
Gateway drug into an OnlyFans page
Shout out to Eamon for helping me with this.
Okay.
What's it called?
Couples and Cocktails. We'll talk about relationship, lifestyle, and everything in between, Nick. You're going to love it.
I think I will, actually.
Yeah. And we keep it a buck, too.
Is Ken the first guest?
We could have Ken on as a guest. Ken could come on as a guest. We call it the couples lounge.
Does Ken is your program director?
Yes.
Brand manager.
Does he have I love these Odyssey made up terms. Brand manager is program director. I love that. The brand manager.
Right.
Does Ken have like marital difficulties? Or?
No,
he's tip top.
I mean, we've almost been married 30 years, so I'm only decided. And let me ask you, Nick, because I know
have other couples that come into the couples lounge?
Yeah, we will do that.
I feel like this is a honey trap.
No,
sure is.
I'm wondering.
If you try to get other people into bed, you should just say
something. No, it's to help out, advice, whether it's talking.
That's exactly what
Courtney will come over with like a thing to catch up. Like, it'll be awesome.
I feel like when
Should I wear my Louis Vuitton robe while I'm doing
yes.
it?
Yes.
I feel like when the lights go down, when the lights go down in the couples lounge, you ought to get out of there quick.
Your living room setup is making a lot more sense.
I would have an iron drink.
Wiggy, my advice to you would be don't call it the couples lounge.
Well, that's where
it's something else. couch.
No, that's
you already
where it
do
is.
The branding.
You know, hey, how can we spice things up in our relationship?
Oh, God.
How do we deal with kids that go off to college? How do we deal with the two-year-older who won't go to sleep?
See, like, see, like, but couples in cocktails implies that this is, like, going to be, like, you're going to have an exciting conversation, not like, what do empty nesters do in 18 years?
No.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
All right, Nick, as always, so great to talk to you, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Greg, you, no chicken steak for you this weekend.
Okay, I will avoid that.
Maybe we'll get Nick on the couples couch with him and his wife.
Okay. What a day. What
wow,
a show.
I didn't know that you were doing that.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's a little bit of everything.
Wow. TikTok? Mm-hmm. Gonna throw it on TikTok?
Yeah, she has a lot of TikTok followers. She's big on there, so we'll probably put clips and stuff on there.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
All right, let us know when you launch.
I will definitely.
I mean, the YouTube channel.
I can't wait to see the decor of the couple's lounge.
Yeah.
We're going to start. It's going to be like upside down pineapples.
We're going to start with a soft launch.
Hopefully, won't end that way.
We're just trying to help people out, Greg. Yeah. Even the singles, too.
Amen.
You know, you have to have a sign up that says everything is being recorded.
Oh, God.
Visually.
Well, that's what the camera on the table is for.
You have to sign an NDA.
All right. We will be right back.
Freak on.